The other thing that we talked about a lot yesterday, and America's talking about it, eggs. Eggs and the price of eggs. And sure enough, I was in the grocery store yesterday, not an egg to be had on the shelf. No eggs.
Bear.
No.
Bear.
I'll tell you, we played a clip yesterday that's now probably one of my favorites ever, talking about omelets.
The senator from Louisiana.
Senator John Kennedy. Senator Kennedy. Loves omelets. He loves omelets more than something.
Yeah, he does. That's right.
More than Mrs. Kennedy.
That's right. That's
right. Senator Kennedy.
I couldn't agree with him more.
Here we have it. We have it. This is Senator John Kennedy talking with Sean Hannity on Fox News.
I like omelets. I mean, I really like omelets. I could eat an omelet at every meal. I like omelets better than sex. not really, but you get the point.
Right. He loves an omelet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Biggie agreed. Omelet over sex.
Absolutely. 100%. And I desperately wanted an omelet.
Well, you ain't going to get one this time. You ain't going to get one in this town.
Well, that's the problem.
We're at eggs.
I got my low sodium ham steak because I told you my favorite is ham, mushroom, cheddar cheese.
How does low sodium ham steak compare to sex?
I'm going to say this. It's better.
It's better. Okay.
I find it meatier, obviously less salty. So I picked up my low sodium ham steak. Mm-hmm. I picked up my
There's no shortage on that.
No.
We're not clamoring for that.
Actually, there's not. It's always I can always get those.
Plentiful.
I got my Baby Bella mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I got my cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
No eggs.
No, you can't.
Zero.
You can't get an egg.
None. Nothing.
The reason is what? There's the supply chain is messed up.
Yeah, the birds are sick. The birds are dead, so they're not laying. And I don't know if people are hoarding.
I don't know what's happening.
But
I think people have heard bird flu, no eggs, so we're hoarding because the price is high. But I think people are going in and buying up all the eggs in case we don't have any. So,
but how long can you store an egg?
Well, that was my next question.
You got to get rid of them at some point.
What's the shelf? 2 weeks on eggs generally?
I think it's more like three. Okay. Well, I guess it just depends on mm-hmm. which carton you grab. Mm-hmm. I think it's more like 3 weeks, but I never keep an egg. Once it's expired, I toss it.
What about milk? Do you smell it?
No.
You can't smell an egg. You can't do that.
Egg, though, there's a, what is it? The trick? If it floats or if it sinks.
I never know. Someone said this earlier in the week. I don't know.
What you're talking about is medieval witches.
What is that rule?
Well, if I remember correctly, let's see. If you suspect a woman of being a witch,
mm-hmm.
you throw her into the pond.
Mm-hmm.
If she sinks and drowns,
yep.
she wasn't a witch.
Okay.
Okay.
But
yeah.
if she floats,
yep.
well, she's a witch.
Kill her.
Well,
really, either way, there's really no reason to do the there's no reason to do the test.
Yeah.
Well, you got to know.
One way or the other. We were right.
Yeah.
We missed that one.
Oh, well. Our bad. No.
Let's go have some eggs.
Prudence Goodwife wasn't a witch after all.
Same rule on eggs. Float good, sink bad, or vice versa. Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer. That there is someone called earlier in the week and said, remember, take a bucket of water, put your egg in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But now with milk, I'll smell it. If it still smells good, I'll keep using it. My
wife. Pass the date.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely with milk.
Do your kids, does the rest of your family do that?
Yeah.
Or just cheapo dad?
No, my wife is the one that spurred. My wife says she doesn't believe a lot of times in those. And I agree with her. You know, if it's they put the date on it, October 1st. Really, you can get it to the 8th.
The language has changed. I mean, it is, now it's
sell by.
Best buy or sell by.
Good. Yes. But she. I mean, we can do the smell test on milk, and if it still smells fine, it's all right. We do a buttermilk quite a bit, and that'll go way past its date.
I love
buttermilk. I do.
You always
When's the last
say
time
that?
You had a glass?
Sunday. I mean, I have buttermilk. We have it in the I'm a big, big fan of buttermilk. Unfortunately, I think it's too fatty. Now, that one, it's hard to tell because when you smell it, it's always sour. Always. So it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it floats, it doesn't matter. Let it flow.
Yeah. I think I can't do buttermilk because I grew up with a mother who only gave us skim milk, mm-hmm. and you see how well that worked out.
Oh, yeah. That's their way to go.
And people who drink skim milk say, you're drinking water.
Yeah.
But when you grow up with it, if I get whole milk, mm-hmm. I'm like, what is this? Ugh.
It's like glue.
It is, yeah.
Last week when I had my book club matcha, or I don't know how it's pronounced.
I think it's mocha.
So I had my matcha. And the woman making it said, whole milk, right? And I said, skim. And she said, no one ever orders skim. And I said, well, I do. Give me skim milk.
Unless you have buttermilk back there.
And I said, I said, if you've got buttermilk, make my matcha with buttermilk. And she goes, we've never heard
that.
No
one does that.
No one does that.
I've looked up
the eggs.
Freak. That's what they're doing now. They're writing little messages on the cup. Freakazoid matcha. What's the rule?
Okay, here's the deal. Fresh egg sinks to the bottom. A stale egg that's 2 to 3 weeks old will kind of flip on its, it'll sink still, but it'll flip on it so it's like its end. So like, it's more up and down.
Like an oval.
Yes.
All right.
Old floats right to the top.
Right to the top.
And here's why. Because as the egg, it says decomposes, it starts releasing gases, which makes the egg lighter, floats to the top.
Floats to the top. Huh. That makes sense. It's like a dead body. Well, you have to weigh it
Bingo.
Down. All right.
Yeah.
Just like that.
It's like all comes back to that.
If you're putting the dead body and you got to weigh it down, or as it starts to release gases, it floats. It floats to the top. Good point, and good looking up by Biggie like that.
Yep.
I did a lot of shopping. I have actually later in the grid yesterday. Chris Dim warned me, and I'll relay this later. But doing a lot of Super Bowl shopping, and
I guess the omelet station had to go.
What can you do? I
look, not this year.
No, there's no omelets this year, obviously. And so I told Chris Dim, great news, I'll be going to get my usual balloons over at Party City. He goes, well, you better hurry.
I wouldn't be sitting here talking about it.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it turns out, not only
they are shutting
not
down.
Only are they closing, they're closing like right now. I have an incredible experience in there with Party
City.
Really? I'll relay it later. It's on the grid later.
Okay.
It's a retail, we have a retail roundup about Party City. And I knew they were closing. That news came out last year, but they said no word on when. Well, it's on us. I mean,
yeah,
they're closing. Yeah.
The company appears to be paying the homeless to stand outside on street corners with signs saying, you better get in now.
I love this. I love this. You know,
it's win-win.
Give our homeless a job and a little cash and spur a few sales on the way out the door. You
come
know?
Get your Beetlejuice costume and half off.
Exactly.
Yes.
You can do all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But let me give a warning here before even the retail roundup segment. If you've got business in Party City, and by the looks of things, no one does.
Yeah. Any Joe Biden masks in there from the Halloween section left? These are priced to move.
I mean, they're practically giving it away.
Just plates with people's names on it. Happy birthday, Tina. You have anything that doesn't say Tina? No, man. Oh, those went first. Man.
How much for this? Mm-hmm. Take it.
Yeah.
Whatever you got. I don't care. I don't even know how to work this machine.
Yeah. And frankly, we can't give change.
All the real employees have long left.
Yeah.
Well, they were never a bowl of sunshine to begin with. Yeah.
True well, that.
But I'll be honest, man. My PO said I needed a job. I'm here until this place shuts down.
They don't background check anymore.
What's the point? What is the point?